Hello and welcome back to Block Talk, the show where each week I try to one-up myself in these intros and fail miserably. I'm your host with the most, Green Phlegm, and I once made a whole house out of octuple compressed cobblestone because I hate myself. My next guest is someone you all should know about. He's frequently accused of being an AI, and frankly, I can't help but agree. Please give a warm, robo-welcome to the stage, McJTY. Hi, welcome Hello. On. Hey, so, I'm just going to say it off the bat. If we sound like we've talked before, it's because we have. This is the second time recording this, and I appreciate you coming back on. The first one kind of got all messed up, but it gives us a good...
kind of deja vu.
Yeah, exactly. But it gives us a good practice round, like you had said. So, but yeah, if you want to start off saying who you are, I'm sure a lot of people know who you are, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm MC Zeti. I made a few mods, I think about 27 at this time. I also have a Let's Play on YouTube, and I make tutorials, both. And as well as tutorials about my mods themselves. So that's basically what I do. All Minecraft related, of course.
Yeah, so you're pretty much a jack of all trades in the modding community. And you did mention your amount of mods, and it's funny because the first person I had on was King Lemming, and I said he has more mods than Greg Tech has recipes, but I feel like I should have saved that line for you, because I think you take the crown when it comes to that. You're kind of new-ish to the community. When did you start modding?
I started at the time 1.7.10. Before that, I actually even didn't knew Minecraft, mm-hmm. Except I saw a bit of course, but it was I discovered it by accident. Then I started playing in 1.6.
Okay.
But briefly, just Vanilla by then, and it was around that time that I also found out there were mods. And in the beginning, it was all very mysterious for me. all these things adding new features. It was later that I discovered that these bots were actually written in Java, and that sparked my interest. I said, I can do Java. I work as a professional Java developer. Maybe I should investigate how this is done. And in 1.7.10, I started making RF tools. And that's how it all started.
So, so you mentioned that you're a programmer by trade, and think it's really cool that you're a Java programmer by trade, so that obviously gave you a pretty big leg up. And that kind of like demystifies a lot of that, because like I mean from my point of view, because when I run the modded Minecraft subreddit, whenever you burst onto the scene, for lack of a better word, it was just like, well, this guy comes out of nowhere. Like, you're some sort of like, I mean, there's always the joke that you're an AI, right? Like, it seems like it's indeed, just like, you're like, it's like 10 guys that own this one account. And that's what it feels like. It's like, you know, you're actually a team of people, but that explains a lot. So you're pretty quick in your programming, yeah?
I'm a bit older than average. Mm-hmm. I'm almost 50 now. So, and years and years of program experience, and well, that helps. At some point, you don't have to really think about doing the basic programming things anymore. Mm-hmm. Those come all naturally. When I start making a mod or I work on a mod, it's almost like you speak your native language. You don't have to think about it, you just do it.
That is so cool.
For many people who are relatively new to coding, but the program aspect as well as making the mod, and that makes it more complicated.
Yeah, they're so learning as they're going, right? So
indeed. Yeah, and I passed the learning as I'm going, except for I had to learn how to do Minecraft coding. That's but at this point, I'm also getting pretty experienced in that as well. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't realize, I mean, even in the first time we did this around it, I didn't realize that, I know you're a little older, but I didn't realize that you said you're almost 50?
Yeah.
So, what sort of gravitated you to Minecraft? I know you have kids, right? So, did they get you into it, or did you get them into it? How did that work?
I think my son saw the game somewhere and said, it looked interesting, mm-hmm. and I just looked it up on YouTube, saw some things from Vanilla, and I was immediately also interested by the big contraptions you can find on YouTube. People making huge computers with pure vanilla redstone and so on. And yeah, one thing led to the other. It's
And now you have 20 something mods, right? Like, that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
So beyond that, beyond the modding, I mean, like, you also do tutorials, right? Like, that's something you're known for in the community, and I think that's really great, because not only do you have this knowledge that it helps you make these mods, it also, like, you're sort of spreading that knowledge as well. And so how did you get into doing some of those tutorials?
I don't know. Well, I always like explaining things to people. Mm-hmm. Something that I like to do. Teacher, by the way, maybe that's something I inherited from him.
Cut out. Who was the teacher?
Father.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's something that's maybe, yeah, it's something I'd like to do. And if something that I know well, then that's actually fun for me to do. So, and it's also satisfying for me to see how people make good use of my the things that I make, both the mods, skills, that really, I don't know how to say it differently, but I really like it.
That's great. Yeah, like, because it's not only, like, if you're a programmer and you're really good at programming, that doesn't inherently make you a good teacher, right? Like, I mean, yeah, like, I'd argue that a lot of programmers would probably make the worst teachers, because they, you know, they'd be a little bit more impatient. You sort of had the good mix of those two, and I'm glad that you're putting it to use, because I think it's a pretty good addition to the modding community, and I think a lot of people mm-hmm. appreciate it. But you also, on top of your giant resume, you also do YouTube videos. So what made you want to get into that? Because that's a whole different thing too.
Oh, it was a while before. I always liked playing Minecraft. I'm one of the few Minecraft mod developers who are actually still also playing the game.
Absolutely, yeah.
I know many mod developers are actually a bit burned out of Minecraft itself and are just doing it for the mods, mm-hmm. which is fine. It's no problem with that. But I still like to do the game. I still like to make the mods. I can also use them myself. Admittedly, I also have this. Sometimes I had the same problem as that many people have when playing Minecraft. Lose focus after a while, to get burned out of a world and say, there's nothing left to do. I don't know what to do. Playing for an audience, even if it's just a YouTube audience, it helps giving motivation extra to continue playing. Mm-hmm. And I feel it also makes it more fun. Show how to use my own mods in them. So in some ways, they are even a bit like a tutorial. Not in a tutorial format, of course, but I do explain things when I'm using them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit a combination of things.
Yeah, so I didn't even plan it this way, but the previous guest I had on before was Raika, and he does the exact same thing. He actually, I don't know if he does it much anymore, but he has YouTube series where he would play his mod, and he basically, he min-maxes it to the point where his game is, like, broken because of how much he does, he's crazy.
He's a power player.
Oh, absolutely, and I mean that as a compliment, and, like, he basically builds his mods just for him, essentially, you know, like, he's his primary audience. Do you find that for you? Do you find yourself, like, I've dabbled in Minecraft modding, so I'll, like, play the game with my mod, and then I'll, like, I want to add this, and I'll log out and try, you know, doing this, and do you find yourself doing that a lot? You're like, do you make your mods for you, or do you make them with the community in mind as well?
It's a mix. I make them for me, uh-huh. but I also, for example, mods like In Control, I don't use myself because it's not a mod to just use while playing. It's a mod for developing a mod pack. It made many mod packs yet. So it's purely for the community, for example, because that's something that I don't directly use. I use it indirectly, of course, when I play Savtech, for example. In Control is in that pack. Also use it, but it's not a visible mod, as it were.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, it's kind of, like you said, it's a healthy mix. So, I mean, on top of the fact that you have so many mods, that comes with some, like, downside when it comes to updating, right? And that sort of brings up that we're in sort of a transition. Well, not transition, but we will be soon. You know, Minecraft 1.14 just came out, not to date this episode, but that's, you know, it just came out a couple days ago. So what, you know, we're in that period where people are trying to, you know, declare, put their feet in the sand, draw a line saying, you know, we need to stick to this one version. And you just made a post recently about that. Wait, do you think that's an issue in the modding community that we need to sort of, you know, get rid of that mindset or?
In one way, I can understand the feeling from why don't we stick to keep modding on that version. But I feel like you miss out a lot of things. The vanilla game, to ignore the feature set of vanilla game-wise, and I feel Mojang does add some nice things. I really like enhancements in 1.13 and the villager enhancements in 1.13, for example. Could do those things with mods too. But to do that, I think, why not let the base game make a rich experience? Let's us add to that. That's the gameplay side of the question. For example, between 1.7 and 1.10 and later, it's more fun to make mods for 1.10 than compared to 1.7, because a lot of things got improved in the vanilla codebase. It's still going on. 1.13, improvements like the flattening, where you have no limits on blocks and items, for example. Modders, it helps us too, and I don't see why we shouldn't take benefit from that. And that kind of thing from mods like just enough IDs and not enough IDs, I think, that also make the block space. But it's a bit, it works, but it's a bit more hacky. There are some risks involved when adding mods, for example, where people have reported garbled worlds when that happens by now. But I think it's better that such features are built into the base game. They are very low level. That makes it easy for us modders to work on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see that. And I mean, we had the same issue whenever 1.7 to 1. I mean, it took all the way to 12, right, for it to start, you know, fleshing out. So I think it's just, you know, we go through it every time, and it's just going to have to be a growing pain sort of thing. Nobody's forcing you to get out of it.
No. I also have no problems with people staying with the older versions. That's okay. But people shouldn't expect us to stay on one version. I'm not going to stay on one version. I want to move on. Going to maintain the 1.12 version of my mods for as long as it is needed, as that version stays popular. I will not limit myself to 1.12. I want to go on as well. Also, for me personally, improving and rewriting parts of my mods, and I will take the opportunity to do so when I start porting. So I will clean up my mods considerably, also modularize it.
So it's like a reset. It's like a reset point for you. You had some new mod. I mean, we talked about it last time. But you have a new mod in progress, right?
Yeah, Ariante.
Yeah, I checked that out in the meantime, so I'm a little bit more well versed. That looks so cool, man. I'm really excited. Like it's like a tech version of a Twilight Forest. Yeah.
is in a way, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I wanted exciting. To make a big content mod and more science fiction setting. Already so many tech mods, but Ariente, I really want to make it some look a bit special, give an alien feeling to it. The things that don't work, like some people will not like that, but that's okay. It's just I want to feeling to the mod. So, and also conquer their world in order to get access to the technology. The idea behind it.
Yeah, it's really I don't exactly know if anything like that has really been done before, which is hard to say about Minecraft mods because it seems like everything has been done.
Not in the tech. Oh, so yeah.
Right. Yeah. So
my mouse slipped.
Oh no. Worries.
Not in a tech way, but Twilight Forest comes close. Also, always compare it with Twilight Forest, but then in a more techy way.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a great way to call it because I mean Twilight Forest. It's almost uninhabitable until you start conquering the world. Like it, yeah. You know, even with the stuff in the main world, you know, you sort of have to start almost from scratch. So,
yeah.
It's really cool. And I'm showing some screenshots right now on screen. And yeah, it looks really cool. So, thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
No problem. All
links to your, you know, and I'm glad this one, you know, hopefully fingers crossed actually worked. I'll leave all the information for your stuff in the description. You have a Patreon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so right. I'll definitely link to that as well. So thank you so much for being on, and we're really happy to have you in this community.